about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
This is only for the cool cats. The sterile creeps can crawl out now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I need to say something. I know this seems bleak, and it feels like we're all doomed. The point is, I believe that we're destined to succeed. There is nothing that the bad place can throw at us that we can't handle. Because we are an incredible, inspiring, brilliant group of...
supercharged D-bag ass-wiping maniacs. I mean, look at you. I am so proud of how disgusting and cruel you all are. You suck. You all suck. Donkey butts.
And now.
So let's kick things off with our official Bad Place song. 1-877
Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Ooh, are we singing?
Shut up, Glenn.
Our feature presentation.
That's going to be stuck in our head all day.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just mean.
It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Very effective, however.
It's
very
an
effective
ad.
Jingle.
It's definitely an ad.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It is Tuesday morning, the 28th of January.
Hello.
Hello.
Quick question for you on traffic.
Yeah.
One of the most frustrating things about living in Los Angeles is the traffic.
Sure.
Because you're going 5 miles an hour and then the sign mocks you saying 65. You're like, I'd love to. Can't do that right now. On your way in this morning, on my way in this morning, is another person just doing 45, 50. No one around.
With
an
open freeway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Easily could be. I would just say, use this. Go the speed limit.
Sure.
Just. Why do you have to slow people down when there's no reason to slow people down? But my question is the headlights, because I flash the headlights.
Uh-huh.
Acceptable? Against the law? I don't know.
Oh, I think it's against the law.
It is really?
I would assume so.
But you're behind him flashing, but you didn't have to be behind him. All the lanes were open.
Easily switch lanes.
No, what happened? Okay, listen, it's complex, but what happened was he was behind a truck, and the right lane was open.
Okay.
So he got over to the right lane, and I was like, okay, he's clearly going to pass the truck, so I'll get over in his lane. And then the truck, like, sort of came beside me because he started almost slowing down.
Huh.
So, I mean, I could have...
Hit the third lane?
Yeah, I could have, but when I flashed the lights at him, I was like, that is really the first only thing you can do without honking, yes? Tailgating, I guess.
So. Yeah, tailgating.
To get your message across.
I mean, it's also a gang initiation, as you know, the urban legend of the last
that's headlights
fake.
Off.
Yeah,
it's definitely fake.
No, that's, and then you flash them, and then they kill you.
Got it.
Yeah.
But that's not what this is.
And I don't think that was ever real.
Okay. Was that ever in your head to initiate them into your gang?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, then it's real. Okay.
So I flashed my headlights at him once.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
Okay.
Twice.
Oh.
And what? Then they went to the right?
Oh, no, we were in the far right lane. So then I just got out of the way and I went in another lane because it was insane.
Mm.
But they were in the far right.
I know honking is technically illegal, too.
Well, you're on the freeway. No one's hearing.
No one's hearing.
I don't think so either. I'm saying technically.
Allie, do you understand this? Because I have another question about
this. I don't understand why you just didn't go to the far left lane, which is the lane you're usually in because you're going
because
the fastest.
I was getting near the exit,
okay.
Which is
right,
Highland.
An
okay.
It's, an
okay.
It's also not the point.
Well, I have a question. Oh. It's the slow lane that you're in with this 45.
Yes, because I'm just about to turn right on an exit.
Hmm.
But even if it's in the slow lane, dude can't do the speed limit. Didn't look like there was anything wrong with the car. Didn't have flashers on. Nothing. Just sort of zoned out.
They're supposed to drive the speed limit, or at least very close to it. So I think you have a correct stance on this. I don't know. How close were you to the exit that you needed to flash the lights?
Maybe 3/4 of a mile.
It's not very close. I mean, you could go around them on the left.
I could have, but then I would have had to slow down, which I should have done. Slow down and then get past the two trucks in the lanes next to me. But
I mean, you were cornered.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm. You were a wild animal.
Could I get a ticket for that? I wasn't a wild animal, really.
You're always a wild animal. Could you have gotten a ticket for flashing your lights? No, I don't think so. I doubt it.
You don't think that they would?
Yeah, I doubt it. Because then they see...
What about the double light?
Right. The second
type. Because that means, like,
that's
mean business.
You are
aggressive.
You're pushing it.
Right.
I've always said we should have cops call in to explain what they allow.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are things... the rolling stop. How much of a rolling stop do you give? How much, you know, what do you allow and what do you pull over? In this case, if I were a cop, which would be a terrible decision.
Yeah, right.
But if I were a cop, I would let you get away with two flashlights. Yeah, yeah, those don't seem that abrupt. Especially because I could see that...
Not that rude. He's going super slow.
Yeah.
So we're good with that?
Yeah, I think you're... you're going to go to jail.
What?
A cop is going to come in and arrest you during the show.
Oh.
You should never have admitted this.
How are we cool with that then?
Yeah.
Well, I saw another guy do it. It wasn't me.
Oh,
that doesn't work.
No.
Okay.
God damn.
I think you're okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, do the speed limit, people.
I mean, you're not wrong.
It's not that hard.
You're not wrong.
Or at least near the speed limit. If it's 65, go 60.
Question. Yeah. Was he getting off at the same exit?
Oh, Kevin wouldn't know. He left him in the dust.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
Oh, really?
No,
slowly,
he wasn't.
Because
I had to think about it. And I was like, oh, no. And when I pulled off, I sort of went past him because by that point, he was doing like 5 miles an hour.
Oh, dear.
That may have been an exaggeration. But I'm just saying he wasn't going fast.
You're seeming more and more about, like, I'm more Team Kevin than I was. I think you're right. I think you're right.
The official position to take is anti-Kevin at the beginning. And then I have to sort of convince you.
You're always working yourself
takes
out of a hole.
I am. Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately. It's probably the right move as well on your part. The only thing I'll say about having a cop in to talk about the laws and stuff.
Yes.
Remember when we did that call-in topic of what am I going to get a ticket for? How many miles per hour over
that.
The speed limit?
Yep.
And then we had cops call in and go, you can't do over the speed limit 1 mile per hour. Yeah, I know, but... Let's be
what
honest.
Are we
You're not going to pull us over, blah, blah, blah. And then that guy called. This is when I was talking about the carpooling. I have a lot of car issues.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Is this news to you?
I was talking about the carpool lane. And is it okay to run that red if the traffic's...
No.
Not bringing that back up.
Absolutely
not bringing that
not.
Back up.
But, I feel like you still do it,
yes,
though.
I'm getting back to Team 45. I'm going back to the guy who's going 45. He's putting me in and out of
No,
this
but
thing.
I'm saying that was the topic that day, and a cop called in and said, you can't do it. You'll get a ticket.
Obviously.
And the lights, the red and the green,
yes.
They also show on the other side so a cop can sit. Wrong. Lie. That's a lie. I watch every single time I go through. I'm like, that guy lied.
You're
a cop lied.
You don't think he can see through it a little? Like, you don't think he can see just like
he
the
He said
the
that
glare?
It was shined both ways so that he
well,
could just.
That does seem like a lie.
A total lie. It's not true. And every time I go on one, I'm like, that guy lied. So I don't know if we can get the actual truth
He's
out of it.
So mad.
Don't drive with Kevin.
I'm just saying.
Just taking notes.
From a phone topic. Of a guy who clearly could not have been a cop. Like, he's just a guy at home.
Every freeway entrance, Kevin's chest ticked. He's like, he lied again.
He lied.
You don't think you can see a little bit of the light from the other side?
That's not what he said, though.
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You're saying.
But he said it is literally
light.
A light both directions.
No.
And every time I just sort of curse them under my breath.
Yeah.
I'm complaining about traffic that's moving at a decent speed.
Yeah. You have literally no traffic coming
Kevin,
into work.
You're such a disease.
All right. All right. So light's flashing. Okay. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
My name is Jim. I am homeless.
That was a reporter from yesterday, and I love that guy.
Love that guy.
Jensen's Rank Bank?
Yes.
On today's show?
Uh-huh. It's themed for the week.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Allie Dream Interpreter, which we sort of all were joking about until we realized Allie's really
she
good at this.
Nails it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It is a gift. I don't often talk about it, but it was passed down generations.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Old Man Ruben has a Twitch account. I mean, it's basically all I care about today.
It truly is the segment we could do for hours.
We were so shocked to find that out.
Yeah.
That he had it.
You'll find out how we found out.
Yeah.
And it's the hard way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Penis Man update.
Yeah.
Oh. Big update on that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And we have some listener feedback.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Lamar Odom, there's a new app on your phone that can... notify somebody if you're watching porn. And he has a fiance, and she put that on his phone. Mm-hmm. And so every single time he watches porn, she knows.
Oh, that seems like a cool, chill relationship.
I mean, yes, but having said that, with his issues in the past, but he did post it on his Instagram, and I've never seen anyone look more miserable in my life than Lamar Odom.
Just can't watch porn.
He was just sitting there watching.
Is this worse than what he looked like when he almost died?
It's about the same.
Okay. Fair.
All right. We will take a quick break and we'll come back. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. And 10 till the top of every hour, we take a look at what is happening with Allie.
The Grammys, guys. Sunday night. Not their best ratings.
I don't care.
Okay. The annual CBS special drew a 5.4 rating among adults 18 to 49. That's the worst ever for the award show. If you're wondering, though, how that translates to how many total viewers, 18.7 million. That's still such a huge number.
Yes, it is.
For a show. It's just insane.
That's, we've talked about this before, where these numbers seem bad when you compare them to old screenings, like of old viewings or whatever. But in a new world, all the numbers are down.
Yeah.
So on everything.
Everything. Yeah. So.
But total viewers-wise, that's still not high. The
that's
lowest
huge.
Number.
Yeah.
2006 Grammys got 17 million viewers. Just 17 million.
Still amazing.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, it got more than that, but it's still the lowest rated, which is... I mean, Kevin can explain ratings.
Yeah.
If we need him to.
Go ahead, Kevin. He's just staring at us.
Remember when he did it at the Bing Bong Bing Bong?
Jameson was so happy.
I was so happy. Basically, Kevin explains to us the process of radio ratings, which truthfully makes no sense.
It's absurd, yeah.
Kevin believes they kind of make sense in his head.
No, I believe that I understand them.
You don't, but you do think you're explaining it okay.
Yes.
Well, you're not.
Yes.
And so he has...
No, that we can agree on now.
Right. So some listeners were talking about ratings and like what counts if they listen. It was a question I always thought of before I got into radio and actually still do today because it makes no sense what Kevin tells me. So I said, listen to Kevin explain it. And then he tried to
explain
it.
He brought him over and was like, Kevin, explain the ratings to them. And he had a big smile on his face like, this is going to be so fun to watch.
Well, I walked up to that same group after and they're like, you just missed something. I was like, what just happened?
It was great.
They were thrilled.
Right.
Thrilled.
Well, 17 million people would be a happy happy number for most.
Yeah. It'd be all right.
18.7 million
there you go.
Is what their number was for Sunday. Not bad at all. Some really funny tweets coming out after the Grammys, which I enjoy. Louis Capaldi. By the way, if you don't follow him on Instagram, do it.
He's a funny guy.
His stories are some of the funniest things I've ever seen. But he had one of the biggest songs of the year with his hit, Someone You Loved. He was in attendance on Sunday night, but was still mistaken for a seat filler for the show.
Look.
He tweeted, a lady at the Grammys has just come up and offered to take my seat because she thought I was one of the people who sits in the chairs to fill them when someone gets up to use the bathroom.
He's a bit of a troll.
Physically, not
yes,
on
physically.
The internet.
How dare you?
Physically, in
he
person.
He doesn't look like a music star.
He doesn't at all.
I find him
you
adorable.
Don't. You don't.
He's just
because
a delight.
He's ugly cute?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's a delight. I love him.
He does look like a Lord of the Rings character.
Yes.
More than a pop star.
I believe somebody had tweeted him, you look like Ed Sheeran just drank buckets of his own sweat. I'll always remember that one. And it's just sad. It's just really sad.
It is funny, though, to see people in the public eye like that, musicians or whoever, that don't sort of upgrade what they look like.
Listen, he's going to upgrade. He's going to look completely different in 2 years. I think so.
You don't know Scottish jeans.
there's no chance he could.
No chance. Trust me and my people. It's not going
to
happen.
Sam Smith used to be a little bigger, right? And then he lost a bunch of weight.
But he also always had a very handsome face.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like if you're in the public eye all the time, that's one thing that you get conscious of and you try to change as
like
much
Adele
as you
recently.
Can.
Yeah, Adele.
Yeah.
So you're saying just lose weight and you'll be better looking?
No, that won't help.
No, because that's what
that will not help in this case.
That's what you just said for two people.
The weight isn't the issue.
I think Adele doesn't look better like that. I've said that. I like bigger Adele.
It's good that you made that move to say bigger. I wish we were on film right now. Another tweet that made me laugh so hard. Tyler, the Creator, who won for Best Rap Album. A guy tweeted him...
9 years.
9 years ago, you guys. His name is Mark Anthony, and Tyler had mentioned, all I want to do is win a Grammy. And the guy wrote back, don't be too excited, you won't get one. Tyler, the Creator, quote tweeted that and said, I favorited this 9 years ago just for the moment to tell you I got one. Yes, I'm petty as F. Good day, Mark.
Too late. Trolls are in motion.
Oh, it made me laugh so very hard. Kevin, I've said on the show many times how I would like to go out.
Yes. Hugging a bear.
Hugging a bear.
You're really the only person I've ever heard of that wants to go out like that.
I'm going to die because the bear is going to kill me.
Right.
But I'm getting that hug in.
Mm-hmm. But are you?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's going to feel real good for
that. The bear
can
reach out. You know that, right?
Oh,
like,
no,
away
I know.
From his
he
body.
Could,
okay.
He could totally just paw at my face and I'm halfway across the room.
Yes.
But I'm quick and nimble.
What about a hug?
Yeah, I'm gonna hug him.
She's
worry.
Praying for the hug, yeah.
So this is an awful thing, but this could be your dream way to go.
Okay.
A
okay.
woman has died in Australia taking part in a contest to eat as many desserts as possible. This happened on Australia Day on Sunday. She had been filmed speed eating something called Lamingtons, which are a traditional sponge cake covered in chocolate
Very
and coconut.
Good. Yeah.
And apparently, not sure if she had a seizure or what happened, it got stuck, but she died trying to eat as many desserts as possible.
What an amateur, am I right?
I don't know if we're saying amateur, but are we saying, is that something you would be interested in doing?
Kevin, I mean, it would be you dying doing something you love.
Like the ultimate thing you love.
Well, do I have to die or can I just
successfully
do it?
No, I'm not saying you would be awesome in an eating contest. No, this is how you die.
You have to die, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
That's
don't
how
hate
you do it.
Okay. I don't hate it.
Cool.
I'm enjoying my food at the last second.
Yeah. Okay. Glad we got to that.
I don't
Jensen,
hate it.
You know how you want to die?
Well, this wouldn't be it. I don't know. There are certain ones that I've looked at before and been like, I'd like to go out that way.
Yeah.
One is, I always liked that radio contest where it was like, hold in your wee for a wee.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
It was like, hold in your pee for a wee, and then that person died while trying to win a Nintendo Wii.
And that's why we can't do those contests
that's why
anymore.
You can't do those contests.
No one can.
So, that would have been a cool way to go out.
Holding in your pee?
Yeah, it's like insane.
God, you're weird.
What
for
a terrible choice.
For a Nintendo Wii.
No, but it's funny to laugh at him.
We're asking
if you want to go that way. That's a terrible way to go.
When you said which way would you want to die, that's the first thing that came to mind is all I'm saying.
There's nothing worse to me than having to pee and not being able to.
Yeah, but like...
That's how you want to die.
It's so specific. I did it for Nintendo Wii, and then they have to go to my funeral and talk about it.
Wow.
It seems amazing.
All right. You're odd.
It's true, though. You don't think, like, you don't want to go out with something that's just, like, you're the only person in the world who's done that?
No! Hugging a bear, I think, is pretty damn cool.
Not if it's holding my pee. How does that...
Right.
Yeah, you're now the guy that died holding in your pee. What a loser.
You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
I'm so happy that I'm not the worst one in this competition.
You're eating desserts.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that creepy?
I still kind of like it, though. I still, even when you guys have made fun of it, it's just, I like being the only person who would have died from something.
But I...
This
seems like you could come up with a lot of other ones.
From something. I died hugging a bear.
That is also
That's
cool.
Something.
You're not the first. I think I'm the first dying
from
holding
that
in my pee
for a week.
She's
not the first because she wants to get the hug in.
Yeah. Other and people are like, I just want to be close to the bear. I want to hug him. I want to have a moment.
Well, I'm saying other people have died from being mauled or attacked by a bear. No, this story about a person holding in their pee, I think of all the time.
And that person already did it.
Right, that
so
I can't
not
do. But
unique.
I would have liked to be that person.
I see.
Saying.
All okay. right, we're way over time.
Let's go somewhere
let's
else.
Get out of here.
Do something else.
A lot of birthdays today. I'll tell you all about them coming up.
Your chance to win tickets for the Lumineers at Staples Center.
Mm-hmm.
In August, coming up, and you also qualify to see them again at Lollapalooza in Brazil.
That's a lot of Lumineers.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of good music festivals as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Lamar Odom and his fiance Instagram post.
Listen, I'm going to come out and immediately say I support Lamar Odom. I think he has a terrible past before we knew who he was, before basketball. Terrible childhood. He fights a lot of addictions, and this seems to fall into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It certainly does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And to be his fiance after seeing him
not easy.
Almost die in a brothel, right?
Yeah.
He was also late for Lakers practices all the time, and it was basically he was watching porn. So now they've come out on Instagram, and they said there's a new app called Covenant Eyes.
Yes.
And she puts it on her phone, he puts it on his phone, and then she gets a notice anytime he tries to look at porn.
Because he has an addiction that supposedly, I mean, like you said, was late for practices, affected his family life. Supposedly it would ruin, and that's the definition of an addiction, really. When it takes over your normal functioning self.
That's true. It is awkward, though, in that his fiance does all the talking and he posted it on his account. But he's sitting on the couch and he's just looking at her. And I swear to God, I'm not sure if he's dead or if he wants to be dead, he's not at all happy.
Sure.
At all. He's just frozen looking at her, and she does all the talking.
So it definitely has allowed me to feel comfortable leaving Lamar in the house. Before Covenant Eyes, I just did not know what he was doing with his phone. I would be very paranoid about it. It gave me a lot of anxiety, and he would get caught sneaking, watching porn. But then once I was able to...
I like that. I like they use the music that way.
Why did they?
Because the beat drops. It's so bizarre.
They got into like 80s dance.
Sneaking, watching porn. But then once I was able to put the app on my phone and his phone, I think him just knowing he would get caught, he just stopped trying. And then here came Covenant Eyes, which was like, oh, you can keep your phone. You can do whatever you need to do. And if you do try to watch porn, I'll be notified. It was really fun going through it with him because when he would get an urge, he would say, okay, I need to take a walk. You know, or let's go get some ice cream or let's go get something. You know, he would deal with the anxiety.
I would like to say it wasn't fun going through because look at his eyes.
I feel like fun isn't the word I would have gone with there. There's something so much deeper in this. And Covenant Eyes, sure, you might think it's a great step. You're not addressing the problem.
The issue, right?
And that's a huge issue with him. Addiction in any sense, but sex addiction and watching porn. If he is not getting the proper treatment of it, guess what? Covenant Eyes is not treatment.
It's really just addressing him doing it. Yeah.
It's a tattletale app. That's all it is.
Because he's also addicted. I know this sounds insane, but you could be addicted to anything, really. But he also addicted to candy.
Yes.
And there's no app that tells her he's eating candy.
But another thing, she wants him to quit.
Sure, because any addiction for him is probably a bad look.
Yeah, agreed. But there's no app for that.
Right.
This is only for porn? Yes. I would assume it's a religious thing,
Covenant?
Yeah, that's what I think.
I read a little bit of things outside. Number one, they're like influencers for it, which I think is very weird.
Right,
like,
they're doing
like
a commercial.
Which is, in my opinion, exploiting it a bit that he has a problem.
Yeah.
But
at least he's super happy going through it.
At least he doesn't look like he's being tortured. But reading the thing, it did seem like she was saying, listen, this affected his life.
It did, yeah.
And so I'm making sure he doesn't fall back into affecting his life. But, again, running a commercial for it feels like the opposite.
Yeah, nothing about this is authentic or healing or helping him.
Shining a spotlight on his problems never good.
No, and you're shining a spotlight on his problems for money.
Yeah.
But true, yeah.
This whole thing's gross.
Guys, I've created an app
myself.
That's great news.
You guys know I've struggled with this addiction for the last year.
Gambling? And
eating?
No. Well, sort of, Kevin. We'll get to it. And I have to pass this spot every day after work. I've created...
Is it methamphetamines?
No.
It a Wahoo's app?
No.
Okay.
I've created Covenant Stomach. So, it has to do with eating, Kevin. And anytime I come in with come around like a 15-foot radius of a sugar fish, it goes off.
Let's see. Yeah. So it gives you a warning. It gives you a warning.
And it doesn't allow me to go to that sugar fish more than one time in a week.
Huh.
Okay.
So if I go any more than once...
It makes your car physically move?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see this being such a terrible addiction for you, though, that you're just going to swap phones out every couple
weeks. Right? That's the simplest answer to this.
I mean, I already have.
new serial number.
He did just get a new phone. He does get a new phone about every month. That's no wonder.
I recently had a similar situation with Amazon because I share an Amazon with my wife. Because, like, why would you do two primes? Never understood that if you're one household. And so she was alerted to me buying 7 Blu-rays in a day.
Whoa. Well, that was the one I thought was the exact same thing was if there was an app for me, it would be spending money on Amazon
in the night
when you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. It's like the next 2 days, stuff comes in. I'm like, hey, this is a great surprise. I don't remember this.
Well, see, I get the opposite. Danielle sends me a screenshot of 7 Blu-rays estimated delivery Friday with a, what the hell is this? What are you doing? You can't even watch 7.
All right. So maybe this is a good idea. My app would be, my issues with dairy. But there are days that I'm like, you know, it would be great, a pizza right now.
Mm.
And I forget that what isn't going to be great are those stomach pains, those bent over I'm in so much pain, hot lava. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What?
I just think every time the alert, the tone is just...
just reminding me of what's about to happen. Yeah. I wouldn't do it.
Right.
It's a great idea.
We need
Let me
to get
hear
on
it again.
That one.
Okay, I'm not ordering.
Jensen's Rank Bank is coming up next, and also in the 7:30 hour, at 7:30, we have an update on Penis Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
penis man.
A hero.
He's a hero.
Yes.
Not to anyone who's reporting the story, but to us.
To us.
He is, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is time for What's Happening.
Guys, I've got a couple announcements for shows that just might interest you.
All right.
First up, May?
Mm-hmm.
Nope, March.
Oh, okay.
March 14th. The Strokes coming to the Forum, you guys.
Yeah, that was all over Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty big to have those guys back together.
I see that, yeah.
Doing it. Yeah, tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Special guest King Princess, which is pretty good, you guys. So March 14th, The Strokes coming to the Forum. Or can I interest you on another tour coming the summer of 2020.
Well, I'm not going to commit till you tell me what it is.
My Chemical Romance?
You like Sammy Hagar?
I do.
Sammy Hagar. You like Whitesnake?
I do.
Whitesnake.
Is he going to bring Cabo Wabo?
You're saying both of those in jest, right?
Well, I do like Whitesnake. Okay. I do, actually. And what? I also like, I do.
I like Whitesnake, and
rules.
I like Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar rules,
and
yes.
Then when I name the third band, you're going to be like, oh, bring it on, Sister Christian. Night Ranger!
This show has everything.
This show has everything. Oh,
I mean, he's going to bring his tequila. They're going to have guys with whistles walking around.
Right? Yeah. David Coverdale's going to be like, hey, come see my Jaguar. And I'll be like, I'll do a back walk over. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be awesome. I mean, here I go again, right?
Yeah, it's
Who's
a bop.
With me?
Oh, man.
Listen, Allie and I are going. Kevin, you stay
enjoy.
Home.
No, I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. You guys give us a report.
September 8th in Irvine at the Five Point Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
Amphitheater, yeah. How do you say it?
Amphitheater. Yeah. You got it. No, you just
Allie always tries to put an L in it. Okay. That's the problem. Right. Amphitheater.
September 8th. Tickets go on sale to the general public. That's us. Mm-hmm. Beginning this Friday at 10 a.m. local time at livenation.com. I don't know if you heard me, Kevin.
Yeah, I did.
Sammy Hagar and his mm-hmm. band, The Circle,
yeah.
have announced a joint tour with Whitesnake yeah. and Night Ranger.
Does Sammy Hagar only do, like, Sammy Hagar songs?
Oh, I'm sure he does Van Halen.
I would assume he does
Absolutely.
Van Halen.
I would hope, yeah. I don't want to hear Sammy Hagar jams. Yeah.
I Can't Drive 55. Okay.
That's
hear
the only one I can think of.
He does that 9 times in a row. That's
no,
the whole set.
Yeah. No.
He does that song over and over.
I mean, I am into this show. And you know the people watching, right?
It's a time warp.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the dudes with the long hair, all the chicks.
Heavy metal parking lot.
Aquanetted the heck out of their bangs.
I don't think you need to make fun of other people when you're going to go to the same show.
Oh, no, we're one
oh,
of them.
Oh, I'm not
we're
making
saying.
Fun okay, of good. Them. I can't wait to look at them. Those are gems.
One of us.
Yes. You guys, I'm not kidding. I am so into
Excellent.
That show.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to hearing that review.
Kevin. I'm going to get you a ticket. Why don't we all go?
Oh, my. What a field trip.
What a fun time.
I'll go with everybody's
going. September 8th. What kind of mm-hmm. day is that? Can someone look that up? Is it
I have a foot massage. I can't.
No,
September
you don't.
8th, 2020?
No, you don't.
I do.
September
I've been booked
just...
this thing for years.
Talk amongst yourselves, you guys. September 8th. Oh, God. A Tuesday, right?
Oh.
That's perfect.
Guys. Come on, man.
Tuesday did.
That was an emotional roller coaster
right
there. Yeah,
I'm kind of outie now.
Yeah, I'm out. That would have been really fun. All right.
Maybe they'll move it to a weekend for us.
I hope so. Remember when I had told you about the new Bachelor spinoff, Listen to Your Heart?
Mm-hmm. With music and the performing.
20 single men and women sing songs and live together as they go on Bachelor-style music-focused dates. We have a premiere.
Nope.
April 13th on ABC, and guess what? We have a host. It's Chris Harrison.
Oh, geez.
I mean,
sure.
They made it seem like it was going to be they're like, they've named the new host for the upcoming Bachelor spinoff.
It's the same guy you're used to.
Same dude you've been seeing for decades. But he said, we got a new mansion, new drama, but it's still always about love. Is it, Chris?
Mm.
Do you say that with a straight face, or are you just so thrilled by that paycheck?
Yeah, I was going to say, he does it while he's counting money.
I would be as well, Chris.
I have to watch this because it sounds awful.
It sounds so bad.
Yeah,
but
maybe so bad it's good.
I kind of hope that you do watch it because I won't.
Right.
But I need someone to watch it that will just kind of fill me in on it.
I'm hoping Destiny, it's on her TV and she can't change it.
She has to watch it.
Because this does sound
like
you're...
I would like to see it. I'll watch it.
Okay. Destiny's in.
I would like to see it.
She
watches Flirty Dancing.
Right. She already likes the musical dating shows.
Right.
This is right up her I can't change a channel alley.
I can't deal with a show called Flirty Dancing that she watched because
it was on.
On.
Right.
Have you watched it since then?
No, I haven't.
Okay, it hasn't been on. All right.
She only watches what's on when she turns on the TV. She only has an on-off button. That's it.
Exactly. No, she worked at Power 106 for a while because she just didn't know there were other stations.
Right.
She's very strange. Very odd girl.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I am. I do work at the one radio station in Los Angeles.
Oh. Guys, One Day at a Time coming back, and it's going to be on Pop TV. They've already lined up their first guest star. It's Ray Romano. He's going to join the Alvarez family in the premiere episode debuting March 24th. He's going to play a dude named Brian, a 2020 U.S. Census taker who visits the household to interview the family. I imagine shenanigans will ensue.
Friend of the show.
That sounds like, sounds like a funny role for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
Anytime Ray Romano's on something, it's immediately better. So I'll watch it.
Agreed.
Plus One Day at a Time. Man.
Care less about that.
Hey, oh, no. It's a great show. I just remember when it was canceled by Netflix and people were like, what's wrong with you? And then this groundswell, and now it's back on TV, on Pop TV. But what were they thinking over there at Netflix?
I would like
it's
to
One
know,
Day at a Time.
It's a great show.
Can we ask Muggs what Ray Romano would say on One Day at a Time?
Because he does it spot on.
Spot on impression. So, like, this is a Latin family. He walks in. Muggs, what would he say?
Oh, como estás, Debra? Oh.
She's still there?
Oh.
She with him?
She's in that show, too.
Debra, I said enchiladas, not tacos. Oh.
Spot on. Man of a thousand voices.
He's bilingual.
Why is Debra with him on a census call?
Because I married her, and she's my wife till I die.
Okay, that was,
that was a little Pee-wee-ish.
Yeah, it was Pee-wee and Elf.
Were you doing me? Were you doing an impression of me?
No, Jensen.
Okay. I'm so happy I asked.
Yeah. We need to call Dave next time for Ray Romano.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dave, do your Ray.
Can you do Dave in a Latin... Dave, can you do it in a Latin household, Ray Romano?
Hey, como esta? It's Ray Romano.
I said como
esta. We do One Day at a Time, Debra.
Debra's still there, too, in yours. Okay.
Debra's been cast in both of their first
strange.
We do it One Day at a Time, Debra. Oh, my God. We're surrounded. Good stuff. All right. Some birthdays for you. Sarah McLachlan. Oh, I mean... Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, dead dogs.
Just dead dogs.
Yeah.
But every time I hear that song, I think of those commercials.
Yeah,
because like, that's... Oh.
Yeah.
I went
so heartbreaking.
To a show that was just pure nostalgia over the summer, which was Hootie and the Blowfish, and gosh, the guys from Canada and...
Ryan Adams?
Yellow Card?
Funny. No.
Oh, Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies, thank you. And they were talking about this woman that was so kind, and she is the one that brought him out on their first tour, blah, blah, blah. They had moved everything. They had set up a stool, like this person was coming out, everything. And then they go, let's hear it for Sarah McLachlan. And I stood up and cheered like I've never cheered before. And the lead singer, no joke, looks over and he's like, yeah, I'm totally kidding. She's not here. And I was like, it was the greatest moment of my life. Which is sad. But they apparently do that at all their shows. And every show, they get people that are so stoked
That's
that Sarah
funny.
McLachlan's coming out. But I love the commitment to the bit. Like, they literally moved a stool over.
That's funny.
Oh, dicks.
Did you celebrate as much as you did when you were playing ping pong at the Slide Bar on Saturday?
Similar.
That was pretty strong.
Yeah, very similar. Right. Yeah. Anytime I can point and say, suck it.
I think you used the word bitches as well.
Yeah, yeah. I did. Mm-hmm. I did. Yeah. So, Sarah McLachlan, happy birthday. Joey Fatone from NSYNC. Nick Carter from Backstreet Boys. Sheamus, the wrestler. Rappers J. Cole and Rick Ross. Ariel Winter from Modern Family. And Elijah Wood.
Good day.
He's in a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you.
Jensen, what are we doing here?
This is Jensen's Rank Bank.
It's the Rank Bank and we're gonna count it down. Who will be the winner? Who will be the best around? The Rank Bank is on the air.
Rank Bank.
And we know Kevin doesn't have a prayer.
How dare you.
So join us for the fun. What will be number one? So Jensen, let us know. Come on, let's get it done. The Rank Bank is on.
Sunday is the big game.
What?
Yes, it's true. A ball made of pigskin will be thrown between two teams that are the possible best. one of them will come out as a winner. Uh-huh. We have slightly an issue saying the words Super Bowl.
I don't know that we do during this, but okay. Maybe let's be
Listen,
careful.
Let's just be careful. Okay. There's all a right. big game Sunday. Mm-hmm. Everyone, it's one of the most watched television events mm-hmm. in all of the country, mm-hmm. all the world.
Always, yes.
But one of my favorite parts of the Super Bowl parties.
Mm-hmm.
They are clearly the thing worth talking about. And
what a dork.
Here's what I'll tell you. The best part about Super Bowl parties, the food.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with
the
you.
Best part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, food
yeah.
is important.
No, it's
better
why
than the game.
You go.
Yeah.
Okay, it's why you
yeah.
go.
For this reason. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you something from Ranker.com. It is a poll, a questionnaire that over 3,500 votes, actually, exactly, mm-hmm. On Ranker for the best Super Bowl foods.
Oh.
The best Super Bowl
sugar fish.
Oh, that is definitely not right.
You have to wait to be called on.
And also,
as well.
Your app is ringing. Okay, so here we go. All right, so we're going to go with the top 10. I have the top 30 in front of me, but only the top 10 will get you points.
Okay.
And this, again, is from Ranker, and these are voters that are deciding the top Super Bowl foods. Let's start with Kevin.
Anything with kale in it. That's a fish,
no,
that right?
That's not a fish, and it is not on the list. There is no kale. Allie will go second. Best Super Bowl foods.
Wings.
Chicken wings. Number one.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. Allie
Thank
starts
you.
It off with number one.
Thank you.
Chicken wings.
Which
your...
I don't agree with, but I knew a lot of people would.
I just can't believe people use their hands in front of other people.
Kevin, it's a bit messy.
It's chicken. Disgusting. Yeah. Kevin would.
It yeah. is Mug's turn. Mug's.
Jensen, any dip that has more than four layers on it is good with me.
Okay, so you're saying a seven-layer dip.
I am saying a seven-layer dip.
Oh, what the?
Number 12. So okay. you just missed the top 10, no point.
Can I ask a question?
I'd love to ask a question because I do have an answer to this.
Is there a
Be
less
very
number
specific.
Dip?
Be very specific is what I'm saying.
About the layers.
Be very specific
Got
in
it.
General.
Got it.
By the way, in that whole topic, uh-huh. be very specific.
Okay.
All right.
Kevin.
Wheat thins.
Oh,
you did get very specific, but there are no wheat thins on the list. No wheat thins.
In terms of a layered dip, what about a five-layer dip?
Oh, you are being very specific.
Oh, I thought that's what we were talking about.
I'm guessing it's another dip. Like,
no,
whatever.
No.
Yes.
You do you.
No. Yes.
I love the idea that you think it's about the number.
I really did.
That's great.
And
I
by the
that.
Way, how is a five-layer dip better than a seven-layer
yeah,
dip?
Seven layer.
Is too much.
Allie,
too much.
Can I give you some advice? Yeah. Be less specific.
Less specific. Got it. Got it.
Mugs, do you want to go with six-layer dip?
No, I'm going to go with spinach and artichoke dip.
Spinach and artichoke dip. Is number 19.
Oh,
number 19
mugs.
Spinach and artichoke. But you
me.
Are getting more specific in the correct area. All right, Kevin, what do you believe best Super Bowl foods? I'm surprised we haven't picked that many. Go for it.
One is all we've gotten.
Yeah.
Right? Any kind of fake meat.
Any?
The impossible.
Oh, let me.
Anything.
Nothing impossible has made
Come
it on.
On
this list. This is now Allie.
Queso.
This is. I'm going to have to ask for more specific.
Queso dip.
Oh.
Queso dip, not on the list.
Okay. That's impossible. Okay, okay. Then if
specific.
What I'm saying is like a cheese dip, and then you put in beans, and you put in, like, it's...
I think I know the right answer for what Alex
well, that, said. She, it's still not on here.
Oh.
I know what she's saying now.
I'm going to tell you right now. Velveeta plus some Hormel chili.
It's very
yeah,
good. Don't get me wrong.
It's kind of the best.
I very much like it. But the closest I can get to you is 34, and that's cheese.
Okay, this is stupid.
By the way, I think you'll hear the rest of them and not think that. Mugs.
Man, this is... let's go... Tacos!
So excited to yell tacos.
Yeah. Also out of breath after that after that one word.
Number 25, tacos. You were very excited, though. Kevin.
You said cheese. Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese, although perfect.
Suck it!
No, perfect for your list. It is not on this list. That is not on the list of best Super Bowl foods. Guys, I'm embarrassed. I think people are yelling at their radios.
Well,
this is rough.
Then these are just basic people, then.
Okay.
So let's just say chips and salsa.
I will give you, just so you know,
yeah.
salsa number 5.
Fine.
Salsa.
What?
So,
I hate this list.
Salsa without
this
chips
list is bunk.
Well, like I said,
it doesn't exist outside of
like
chips.
Like I said, be very specific, but salsa is 5. Mugs.
Dumb.
Okay. Doritos.
Doritos are not on the list. I will say, would you call that a tortilla chip?
Sure. Yeah.
Tortilla chip would be number 20. Mm. Would you call it a corn chip?
I'd call it a comeback.
Corn chip is 13. File, please. File. That's, he better take that back. 13 is a corn chip. So, you're working around it.
Okay. This is the dumbest.
Kevin?
Probiotic smoothie.
Oh, yum.
No, there's right? No one is drinking a probiotic smoothie.
What are you talking about?
Super...
No one's
Kevin's
drinking.
Kevin's at a Greenpeace Super Bowl party.
Just hanging out with total health nuts. Allie.
That's me.
Guacamole, number 6.
All right, okay. I'm back in.
Now she's rolling. Okay.
Oh, man. Mugs. Okay. Okay. Barbecue spare ribs.
What?
Wow.
Barbecue. I'm going to that party.
Yeah, me too. I like that.
Barbecue spare ribs not on the list. So specific. Kevin, this is the last round, man. What are we at? No one can catch you now, Allie, huh?
Allie's two.
Oh,
wow.
Three.
Yeah. Nothing you can do.
Jeez Louise.
Let's just do one more for fun. Kevin.
Any type of food that requires chopsticks.
Well, for me, that's a lot of them. Cheetos would count, but no, there is nothing on that on the list with that. Allie?
Let's just go basic old burgers. Mm-hmm.
This is a bit of a victory lap
for you. I
don't
like the disdain with what you said that.
See, this is going to be questionable. You've already won, so I guess it doesn't matter. But I'm going to give it to you because sliders.
Yeah, smaller those hamburgers. Are burgers.
Number 8.
All right. I ruled.
You ruled. Last one, Muggs, just for an attempt to get on the board.
Hot dogs.
Not on the list. Man. Number 11 was pigs in a blanket.
That's what I was going to say based on his is pigs in a blanket are awesome.
All right, so let's start with 15. 15 chicken tenders.
Do you guys have chicken?
Thank you, Bucks. Okay. Rather than trying to find it on the board. Baked potato skins, 14.
Mm. Okay.
13 corn chips. We had said that. 12, the magical 7-layer dip. 11, pigs in a blanket. Okay. 10, jalapeno poppers.
Mm.
9, quesadillas.
Oh, sure.
I think
I
would.
At a Super Bowl party?
Sure. I would love to eat them there.
I would love to eat them. Do you ever see them there?
I have not. So you're right. 8 sliders. 7 mozzarella sticks. Because I also see maybe it's not just a house party. Maybe this is at a sports bar.
Yeah. Okay.
Mozzarella sticks would be great. 6, guacamole. 5, salsa. 4, potato chips. 3, I am surprised no one said this, nachos. Why was everyone silent? Nachos would be a very easy Super Bowl.
Because chips and dip and nachos.
I said queso. Yeah. That's
different.
I mean, come on,
I don't like
man.
This list.
Number 2, pizza.
No at one a said, Super Bowl party?
Wow,
yes!
How
did we not come up with pizza? Where are you going for Super Bowl parties, Allie?
I go to pretty high-class
Well,
parties.
You know, you guys know what happens when Allie eats pizza. And number 1 is chicken wings. That was Jensen's Rank Bank.
That was so much fun, and now we're done. The Rank Bank is off the air. Rank Bank.
Coming up next, an update on Penis Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Coming out of Tempe, Arizona.
It's not a good update.
No, it's not ideal. I mean,
no, it's not for us. We wanted him to just kind of
correct, live forever.
Yeah,
I remember a great man saying they were renaming it Tempenis.
Yeah, they didn't do that.
No, but a great idea.
There's still time.
I don't think they're as happy about it as you are. We started doing Allie Dream Interpreter, I think, a long time ago because Allie at one point said, "Oh, I'm really good at this. Let me give it a try."
And we were like, "Oh, that's stupid."
Yeah.
And then we were like, "Put on the sheet," and we were all excited to make fun of her.
And the last 10 times she's done it, she's spot on.
Yeah. She pretty much nails it.
Nails
it's a little
it.
Scary.
Thank you.
It's time for Allie.
What do they mean? Come on and tell.
Like a pickle? Why can't my boobs get bigger?
Allie Dream Interpreter!
Woo! Don't pull out!
Allie Dream Wait, Interpreter!
Smell it.
Allie Dream Interpreter! Come on now, Allie!
Suck it.
Whoa.
Guys, I'm here to let you know what you're dreaming about and why.
Okay.
Is there something anxiety riddling your body? What?
It's a medical term.
That's easy to just say yes in my case.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. We've got Muggs. We've got Dave. We've got Jensen.
Yeah.
Jensen, you want to start this off?
Yeah. I mean, I've spoken about it before on the show that this is not hyperbole. 90% of my dreams take place in a shopping mall or a casino. That is For real, or something that is both like a Caesar's Palace.
Is it true in your real life that you spend 90% of your time in the mall?
It is true.
Well,
that
it makes sense.
I'm in the Topanga NGA Plaza more than any other place. But it always occurs in these places of commerce.
Okay.
This specific dream from this last week is myself going to pick up something at the mall.
Okay.
It's also a casino.
Okay.
I'm going up and down escalators trying to find this store, which I don't know what it is. But I do get off the escalator at one point, walk around looking for it, and the only thing I find for mall heads is a Field of Dreams. Do you remember those shops?
Yeah.
They were like with autographed photos of celebrities.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like
baseball
sports
players, sports, whatever. I walk out of that one, and I'm like, that's not what I need to do. And then I'm lost. Completely lost on escalators.
Yeah.
As I'm going up and down them, I'm looking and seeing people from my past, people I don't even remember names of.
What the hell?
So people from my high school that I recognize their face, but I couldn't tell you their name, or people from my college, or whatever it is, people I don't recognize, and I wake up in a kind of a sweat in real life because I never found the thing I want in the mall, and all of these weird faces are in my life.
Right. Here's the thing. Malls symbolize... there's too much that you want to do and you're looking for that store and you don't know where to find it. You've got too much on your plate right now. So all of those different stores are a specific thing in your life that you're trying to attain.
Okay.
The fact that you can't find it and it's also a casino, that's where the risk comes in.
Okay.
You're afraid to choose the wrong store because it's either you have to take a risk to do it or you feel like that risk won't pay off, so you're afraid to find that store.
Very good.
The people around you.
Random faces that I know.
Random faces that you know. That's your own anxiety of not being able to achieve what you want to achieve and be judged by people from your past.
Ooh.
Wow. Wow, pretty good.
Good night, everybody.
So Allie Dream Interpreter. I'm putting Adler up for adoption.
You're right. I did not see that coming.
Even before you joined the show, you had... 20 jobs.
Yes, I do. I have a lot going on, so it wouldn't be wrong. And also, you know, having a kid, all this stuff, it's a lot of stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I make a suggestion?
Quit this job?
No.
Oh, what is it?
Go to the Orange Julius if they still have one.
That is good.
My mind mall.
That's strong.
Good times. Dave?
Yes. I am having a reoccurring dream where it's the similar theme every time where I will be just in a car. And out of nowhere, a tiger comes and mauls me.
Did the tiger start out in your car?
No, it just comes out of nowhere through the window, grabs me, pulls me out. I'm walking down the hall. Guess what? Open the door. Hello, tiger. Welcome to my face.
Oh.
Getting mauled.
So you're getting like sacked by a tiger in
every
all different situations.
Every single time. Yeah, it's been about 8 dreams in the past month. And I just want to know what it means. And I mean, I like tigers. I like kitty cats.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
A tiger, what does a tiger symbolize to you?
Strength. Yeah.
Strength.
Yeah.
Courage.
Ooh, yeah.
Pride.
Like
pride
that.
Even. Yeah.
Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It goes along kind of the whole thing with a lion. So think of it that same way. So King of the Jungle, that type of thing. But courage and strength. And when that is attacking you, you're seeing yourself in animals that you dream of, an aspect of yourself. So whether it's courage or strength, it's something that you're yearning for. So when it attacks you, that means it's overcoming you because you don't think that you can ever have it. So it's overcoming you, eating you, and you're gone. And that's the strength and courage you are yearning for. Hakuna Matata. Also, stop watching The Lion King before you get that. I think that's most important.
Well, it's tiger,
The Dream
Interpreter. So you're saying sack up.
I'm saying sack up, dude.
Yeah. All right. I don't like it.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Okay.
Mugs. Yeah. So since I graduated CSUN in 2007, Jensen hit the mic.
Always.
You've hit it 10 times today.
Yeah, I know.
And, I've had this reoccurring dream. I mean, I had it just last week, and it's insane, and I feel like it's real every time it happens. But I'm in college, and I haven't been to class for like 9 or 10 weeks. And there's a final coming up. There's a report that I have to do. I have no idea what the curriculum is. I have no idea what I've missed, what I need to talk about, and the anxiety that I get during this dream—it's real. I wake up in a sweat.
Oh yeah,
what's going on?
This is one of the most common dreams.
I have it all the time as well.
Okay, so people have it about elementary school, high school, college. It's all going back to you feel like you're not prepared for something, whether it's something specific coming up or life in general. You feel like you haven't done enough to get to where you want to be. So you feel unprepared and you feel like if you get there, you're a fraud. People in the room notice, dude hasn't even been here for 9 weeks. He's obviously going to fail this. That's your own insecurities and anxiety playing the part of the other people. Also, did you ever go to school when you were enrolled?
Yeah, barely.
Okay. So this is just a realistic
thing. Yeah, what it is you're just thinking back
truth.
About college.
It's a memory.
I went to the food court a lot. But that was it.
How funny would it be if the segment ended with Dave being attacked by a tiger?
Coming up just after about a half hour, we're going to talk about Old Man Ruben's Twitch account.
I can't wait.
He has a Twitch account, and he streams.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating.
It's so good.
Is it with Stone and Chisel?
Everybody sit.
Just let it sit there.
I mean, it's weird to have a moment of silence 2 days in a row, Muggs, but I mean, that was worth it.
You guys remember Penis Man, right?
Yes.
Nice transition.
Right?
Penis Man. He's very phallic with a spray paint can. Look right there on the wall. It's a penis with two huge... Watch out. Here comes the Penis Man.
Except it's not a picture of a penis.
Just, it's just the words penis man.
Mm-hmm. Which is super weird.
It really is.
Because the way the news was covering it... It was the worst thing in the world. And the police were like, oh, yeah, we need to take it down within 15 minutes of when he puts it up.
Yeah.
Even the anchors and reporters covering it, just disgusting.
Here's some of the news report out of Tempe.
The city of Tempe, though, always on the hunt, trying to take down the unsanctioned art. ABC 15, Zach Crenshaw joining us live. And Zach, one particular tagger has the attention right now of city leaders.
Yeah, it is someone who has struck the city a number of times over the past month. Similar...
By the way, struck this city.
Yeah.
He wrote Penis Man.
Yeah.
He just wrote striking
those,
a city.
Wrote the words.
Yeah. Didn't draw anything.
Nothing.
Just letters.
The people of Tempe have never been to Los Angeles.
Correct.
Right.
And let's call it Tempenis. I like your idea.
Yeah.
To this, and 40 times to be specific. And the tagging, well, it's something you'd expect to see in a middle school locker room.
No, this is so horrible.
How dare you?
How dare you? So condescending.
Mm-hmm. One tag showing up all over is Penis Man.
Everything that you see highlighted in light green.
In the last month alone,
about 40.
Nice!
that's pretty serious.
That's pretty prolific.
That's exactly. He's a pretty good artist.
Plus or minus tags that we've responded to.
The moniker deemed explicit and provocative. Painted on abandoned buildings, city dumpsters, old couches.
A traffic mast arm. This one was on a bridge. We've seen it on signs. There's some people, of course, that think it's funny. And then there's other people that are sensitive to the issue and want it removed immediately.
I think this is where he interviews the people on the street.
Yeah, well, I think it's important to address there are two parties. There are people who think it's funny and people who think it's disgusting. Mm-hmm. We fell into the funny category.
We did, yes.
We received an email from a listener who's from the other party.
Yeah.
Found it disgusting. He
Thrilled with us?
No.
Not
unfortunately,
with us.
No. He said, really disappointed to hear everyone on the Kevin Show, which is a good name for us, I think, believes that someone writing Penis Man all over everything is a quote-unquote street artist. None of you seemed capable of comprehending that maybe the people in Arizona don't want their cities to look like L.A., which is a dog on our own
burn.
City.
Wow. Let me guess, Orange County?
Garden Grove.
He's in Garden Grove. Northern Orange County. You're almost L.A.
Garbage Grove.
Oh,
yeah,
nice. Nice.
Boom.
But we only mean that for this guy. Everyone else, please keep listening.
Yeah. Yep.
More than anything, it reveals that your parents failed at teaching all of you right from wrong and how easy it is to be thoughtless and self-centered.
Wow. Could I just address that we all know it's wrong?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
What is his name?
His name is Paul.
Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Calm your tees. Yeah. It's a radio bit. We're just talking about a dude named Penis Man.
Also, I don't think it's that bad. I think it's funny.
And I think our parents did okay raising us.
Yes.
Penis Man.
Dick.
Emma Renz.
Gross.
Has seen it herself.
Okay, so this is a girl and her boyfriend.
She's seen the horror.
Yeah.
Is she okay?
Herself. Yeah, we'll see.
She's very upset by it. And then the boyfriend tries to say, I think it's funny.
Right.
But he quickly has to go take her side.
It was like on the side of the road.
She wasn't concerned about her, though.
You're going to see my little siblings reading it. You know, I just think it's not very appropriate.
But her boyfriend, Brady.
For me, I feel like it's okay to think it's funny. But for the whole city, I think it's probably good they're getting rid of it.
There's street art.
And then there's just being obnoxious. And I think that that's what that guy's doing.
The city of Tempe says they hope to catch the crass culprit.
It could be as small as a misdemeanor or as large as a felony.
Until then, they'll keep repainting and hope the man or woman behind the moniker...
Let's be honest. There's no way it's a woman.
It's not going to be a woman.
No. It just isn't.
Who's on?
There's a lot of resources, time, and material that's being utilized to be able to abate the graffiti. So, yes, I would like to see this stopped.
Okay, Paul.
Yeah.
Get it, Paul.
So provocative.
So here's the update.
Yeah. Sadly, that day has come.
2 days ago, they caught him.
Yeah.
They caught Penis Man.
Yeah.
They lined up outside his condo.
Mm-hmm.
There were 25 heavily armed SWAT officers.
Why?
Wow.
His name, and I want this all understood, his name is Dustin Schomer, and he is a hero to me.
Penis Man.
I just want you to know, Dustin, we speak your name.
25 SWAT?
25 heavily armed SWAT officers.
Yeah.
25. Mm. You don't think 10's enough for Penis Man?
This guy's a nonviolent criminal.
Right.
He's technically a funny guy, and yet they
to
still
us.
Have to, well, I mean, to really anyone, if you want to be honest.
Not Paul.
Well,
everybody but Paul.
From Garbage Grove. Garden Grove to everyone else. But what I'm saying is, this is a excessive use of force.
You think?
I would think so.
They held a gun to his head. They were like,
did they really?
Yes. It's insane.
He had a rifle pointed at his head. He spent 24 hours in custody. They raided his condo and vehicle and swarmed his entire complex in West Phoenix and pointed a silenced assault rifle in his face.
Wow.
Penis Man.
Well, the bomb threat down the street, that was okay.
Yeah.
All good with that.
He did write.
But we got Penis Man.
I want everyone to remember this because I think it is important and it is words of guidance during a time like this. He wrote on a Facebook post, Penis Man is neither man nor woman, you nor me. We are all Penis Man. And I don't know if anything more beautiful has ever been
written. I love
that.
Penis Man! Penis Man! Penis Man!
On the 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Don't forget at 9, noon, 3, 6, and 9, you get a chance to win tickets to see the Lumineers at Staples Center on Friday, August 21st. Also, like that's not enough, you qualify to win a trip to see them again at Lollapalooza in Brazil.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's almost too much.
I would say so as well.
Yeah.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. We do What's Happening with Ali.
What if I read you what this book is going to entail, and before I tell you who's written it, ask you if you'd like to read it?
Well,
what?
Huh? Okay.
We do know this show has a strict stance that books are for losers.
Yeah.
Reading is for losers, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stick to, yeah, let's read it, even before we hear what it is, but I'm sure the show is going to shoot me down.
Okay.
I'm going to go with no before I know it.
Right. I'm not telling you who's writing this book, because that might sway you.
Okay.
But you're going to discover things about this person that will surprise and confuse you.
Oh, are you talking about
Penis Man?
Nope.
Oh.
Like how Jimmy Buffett saved his life.
Hmm?
How Czech teenagers attacked him with potato salad.
Oh, I know who this is.
I don't.
John Bon Jovi.
No.
Oh, okay.
How an insect laid eggs inside his legs.
What?
Oh,
what?
My God.
How he competed in a 25-man match at WrestleMania and almost won.
What? Hmm.
You'll also go behind the scenes at SNL, where he's written some of the most memorable sketches and characters of the past 15 years. Who am I talking about?
Mr. Shaquille O'Neal.
A guy that experienced the life of a touring stand-up comedian.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Performing in rural college cafeterias at noon to opening for Dave Chappelle at Radio City Music Hall. I'm Nick talking Richards. About...
It's
Richie!
It is not Richie. He has passed away. That is very upsetting to hear. Just with that said, mm-hmm. all of those things, from the insect laid inside his eggs, Czech teenagers attacking him with potato salad... Kind of an interesting life, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're not even really saying the most interesting thing about him, in my opinion.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Who is it?
This person is also engaged to Scarlett Johansson.
Ah, yes.
This person has a book that will hit shelves on April 14th. The book is titled, which actually is the funniest thing he's ever written, A Very Punchable Face. His name is Colin Jost. You into it now?
Not really.
Okay. Just because, really. it's a book or because it's him?
Sort of both.
Rejected!
75% okay. Because it's a book, 25% is because it's him.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Although I do think he's better on Saturday Night Live than he was hosting whatever he hosted.
I don't think he did anything.
Oh, he didn't.
Oh, yeah. And Michael Che hosted the.
You're saying like the award shows. Got it. I thought you meant like
terrible.
I thought you meant he was like the host of like Win, Lose, or Draw or something. Right.
Good.
Great example.
Thank you.
What?
I thought he was saying like, oh, he came from there, and I hated him on that.
No.
Muggs, what about you?
I'd like to read it. Only because I want to see how how he landed Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, you think it's like a how-to book?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a how-to book, Muggs,
no thanks.
But don't let that stop you. Guys, the annual luncheon for Oscar nominees on Monday? Plant-based.
Yes!
Plant-based. The menu for the Governor's Ball, that glitzy event held immediately after the Oscar ceremony, 70% plant-based.
K-O!
30% vegetarian, fish, or meat.
It's a nice try, though, Bugs. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're really doing this whole plant-based thing, huh?
It would seem like it.
It seems like every award show now has to do it.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
Well, maybe they host an award show not in L.A. and people will actually eat things.
Mm-hmm.
Look, that being said, I'd like to stand up for all the plant-based eaters.
I'd love to hear it.
I'd like to hear you stand up for them.
Mm-hmm. As you're snacking on
a little shout-out to our good friend Travis Barker.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Crossroads Kitchen.
Great.
All plant-based vegan.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
It tastes like real, actual... Like,
well, it is real.
Well, I mean, I'm having a chicken parmesan. It's not chicken. It tastes like a chicken parmesan. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So props to the plant-based eaters.
I mean, how much do you eat plant-based food?
Zero. Never. But when I do...
I like that he gives them props.
Zero, never, but when I do...
Now, the chicken nuggets with that barbecue sauce, I don't know about you, but I know about me.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
Guys, would you... I love her so much. Would you be interested in staying at a hotel modeled after... the giant game console from the 1980s, Atari?
Yes.
Yeah, you would.
I accept.
They announced on Monday they plan to open multiple hotels that feature, quote, immersive entertainment based on the company's history as a games maker.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the hotels will use VR and augmented reality technology, and some of the planned hotels will also have venues and facilities for esports events. See?
Neither of those things really excite me, VR or esports.
Okay.
But Atari.
So what about Atari would they need to be there to get you really interested?
Well, on Atari, I played, you know, like Space Invaders or Moon Patrol.
Sure.
Or Galaga, I think.
Uh-huh.
Those are all games I played. I mean, anything where it's themed like that, but it sounds like this is more updated with VR and, and esports.
Where was Pong?
Pong was on...
Pong was Atari.
On Atari as well, yeah.
Okay.
You guys remember Intellivision?
Yes, with the card. The card that you put into each remote.
But the controller was like a disc that you had.
It was like a jog wheel.
Yes.
That was like before Atari.
Yeah.
It was.
I used to play... they had a baseball game that I loved.
Yeah. Do you remember when you would just blow into the cartridges to make them work?
Yes, the Nintendo cartridges, exactly.
I'm telling you.
Clap if you care.
Thanks so much. But honestly, they did tend to work after you blew on them.
It did help. It did help.
Kevin.
Also, there was another way to put the Nintendo cartridge in and not fully push it all the way.
Yes. You've got to be real gentle.
And then sort of have it hit against the thing so it sort of...
Yep.
Yeah.
That would help it too.
Yeah.
What a bunch of nerds we are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we are not... You haven't engaged at all.
You guys are nerds.
Right.
You had to have Intellivision.
Or Atari.
Yeah. I had Atari, yeah. Galaga, I'm a master at.
Galaga's great.
I'm a black belt in Galaga.
I don't think there's a
black belt. You don't know.
No, I don't.
Best Nintendo best Nintendo game, fast answer.
Galaga.
Tetris.
Okay, Allie.
Frogger.
Well, technically not Nintendo, but I'll say best home early system game. Okay, Kevin.
I already said.
Galaga. Mine's Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
That is good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got nerdier after I said you guys are nerdy.
I'm being told by Christine that we have Galaga in the lobby.
Not anymore.
I don't know. That's what we're being told.
I would assume that it is now. If she
on the little Pac-Man machine. Yes, it's the little.
Yeah, you can play different games.
Yes, she's right.
Yeah. So, Kevin, I'm saying if you think you're such a
black
pro,
belt.
It's sitting right over there.
Was Pac-Man Nintendo?
They had a Pac-Man on Nintendo, but it was more Atari.
Switching mine.
Oh, Pac-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, thank you. What are we talking about?
Video games.
I'm not sure.
Okay, cool. Guys, we talked about the 7-layer dip and the little known 5-layer dip in Jensen's Rank Bank segment. But what do you think of Bush creating, not Bush like the old president is what I was going to say.
Okay.
Bush, I don't want to dip my chip in this dip.
Take it. Bush is creating a
My name
record,
is Jim. I am homeless.
Record-breaking 70-layer dip.
What?
In honor of the Super Bowl. It's going to weigh in at 1,087 pounds.
Sounds tasty.
You guys.
Mugs would eat that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. It just doesn't.
70 layers. Yeah. What's in it? Do you know?
Beans.
just beans. A lot of different versions of beans.
When you're dealing with that kind of dip, do you use a normal chip?
Like, no, you have to use reinforced ones.
You got to get big ones.
You have to use a shovel or something. Yeah.
A shovel.
Okay.
A shovel.
All right, guys, this is just weird. There's some birthdays for you.
Shovel.
Nick Carter, Joey Fatone, Sarah McLachlan, Seamus, Rick Ross, J. Cole, Ariel Winter, and Elijah Wood. And that's what's happening.
Hold up. Old Man Reuben has a Twitch account?
He does.
Oh, yeah.
Old Man Reuben surprised us a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We found something out on Saturday.
Yeah. We were all standing around outside of Slide Bar for our Ping Pong Bing Bong, a name that this gem gave us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Reuben exclusive. And I noticed he had his phone sort of tilted up. Like, it was like, you know how normally you would hold your phone kind of, if you were holding it, down at your leg or something?
You look down at it. Yeah.
He had it up kind of near his chest. And I was like, that's such a weird place to hold your phone. And then I realized, is he filming us? Like, that was my initial thing. Like, what is
because
he
Because he kept it there for a long time?
Yeah. And I go, hey, Reuben, are you filming this? Are you streaming this? And he goes, yeah. And everyone was like, huh?
What?
And he goes, but none of you guys, just on me. It's not on you guys. And I was like, oh, what is it? And he goes, oh, I have a Twitch channel, and I'm streaming this to my Twitch channel.
By the way,
when we all lost it.
We did all lose it at that point.
Also,
it was an iPad, not a phone.
Eventually. It started as a phone.
Okay.
Yeah, it started as a phone, then turned into an iPad later. I want to first say, I love almost no one on the show as much as I love Old Man Reuben. He is funny. He's a hard worker. Mm-hmm. He's
kind.
Interesting. He's kind.
Lovable.
But I am completely dumbfounded by the Twitch channel.
Same.
Because this is now, basically you have a Truman Show for Reuben.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch all the things he's doing.
Yeah.
You only see Reuben in them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I even suggested to him that he buys a rig that goes around his chest and holds the phone.
That'd
in
be
front
too
of
much
him,
effort.
Like
too much effort.
As if we're just sort of traveling with him.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of went in and out of my mind. Heard
right.
it, was like, that's funny, whatever. And then yesterday I brought it up to you guys. I go, do you know that Reuben has a Twitch channel? And everyone was like, oh, what's going on? And then Allie,
I busted in with this. Yeah, I watched it on Saturday. He was just buying chicken.
Oh, that was you? And then I had two viewers there.
That's what I was going to ask. Are there times when you have no viewers?
Yes, majority of the time.
That's awesome.
Because my Twitch channel is so new, the majority of the time I don't have any viewers, so I find myself just speaking into the camera.
What's
and
your Twitch channel?
Myself.
Go ahead.
Yeah, please,
now's
as many times as
now's
you want.
Now's your time.
Open-faced Reuben.
Open-faced Reuben.
Name.
So I see on Twitter it says, hey guys, I'm going live. So I click on it from the comfort of my own home.
Yes.
And you're just panning to chicken.
Yeah,
just showing chicken.
So after the Slide Bar, I went to a Nashville hot chicken restaurant in Downey called Crimson Coward.
Okay.
And I bought Nashville hot chicken sandwiches.
Sure.
And
do
I
you
sat
have
there.
Chicken finger?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They do, by the way. And I sat there and ate chicken and interacted with the employees, and they told me all about it. And
yeah.
I was streaming me.
How many?
Chicken.
How many viewers?
Two.
Allie was one of them. Oh, that's the one. Okay.
Well, then
the other one was a serial killer.
But that was at least interaction. Like, you moved the camera around, whatnot.
I did, yeah.
Yesterday, I got an alert that said, hey, I'm on Twitch streaming live right now. And I was like, I'm in.
By the way, Allie's your best viewer.
I'm your viewer.
I know. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm just going to play this. Sorry about my birds.
The birds are.
Been posted that he's going live, so I clicked on it. He's been chewing and eating something.
Not talking.
For 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
There he goes.
And then he ate another piece of the sandwich.
This is what we're watching.
So I
what
can...
is happening with him? He's just eating. That's hilarious. What is going on?
He's just eating.
That's awesome.
He's literally just chewing.
All right.
At the camera.
So the if I can be honest, the only reason, the real reason why I even started a Twitch channel was to promote my podcast.
Okay.
Me and Harris, who's the co-producer for Stryker and Klein, started a food and beverage podcast.
Okay.
And
I didn't know that. Did you guys know that?
I did. What's the name of it?
It's called the Food and Beverage Department.
Okay.
And while we also promote ourselves on Instagram, we found that one of the other ways that we can self-promote would be on Twitch.
Absolutely.
And how do you feel like that's going?
Well, it's going well because we've also done a live stream, our podcast recording sessions.
Okay.
Oh.
And so that's a good way for us to have interaction with people listening and fans and people
so you
who
wanna,
watch.
So you want to use it to promote something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I would think that you would try to be entertaining. In this clip that Ali just had,
you're just eating a sandwich.
2 minutes of eating, you're not looking at the camera, you're just effing eating.
I mean,
for the whole, there's no talking.
He's like, yeah. What are you not getting,
so
old man?
So there's also a little bit of lag between when I see that I have a viewer or someone, it's like I can interact with someone.
There's a 2 minute lag.
I don't know how long it is exactly, but. If I'm just sitting there by myself, I'm literally just speaking to myself. I'm not interacting with anyone. And it's a little bit difficult to carry on a conversation or even just continue commentating on
you
nothing.
You don't find yourself as interesting as Jensen does?
I do. I just don't think anyone else wants to hear what I have to say.
I think, number one, Open-Faced Ruben is the name of your Twitch channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think listeners would love to see you chew. I think that you're going to get more and more people.
Ali sent that video.
I'm also not alone because, I mean, even at the slide bar, one of the guys you guys took a picture with, we were talking about it because he streams as well.
Mm-hmm.
Space Take, if anyone else is looking.
Is this popular?
Oh, that's the guy that drew the...
That's the guy that drew the photo of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry
about that.
No, Kevining, which is great.
Mm-hmm. So he also has a Twitch channel. He's a gamer, though. I don't do a lot of gaming.
Right.
I love video games, but I don't...
You're more of a chewer.
Have you ever
what I do is IRL. So it's in real life.
Okay.
And so when Jensen brought up that gun run backpack, that's what it's called, a gun run backpack. It's just something you can wear that has an extended battery life up to like 10 hours.
Sounds like you have it.
And I want one.
Okay.
It's a very expensive endeavor. To start up, that cost is about $2,000.
Oh, God.
But
yeah.
It's worth it for the viewer.
Well, it is because what I plan to do is go out to like music festivals, beer festivals, food festivals.
And eat.
And like talk about what I'm going to eat, the stands we're at, the places we're
here's
going.
Here's what I'm saying.
Like
you're kind of being artistic with it.
I'm trying to promote my podcast.
Oh, see, that's not artistic. But what I was going to say is you want people to experience the things you're experiencing in real time.
Well, one of the things that I've also realized is that living in Los Angeles, we're really spoiled with the amount of cool things we can go see and
do. True, very true.
For people living in the Midwest or even the Central Valley, they don't have the kind of entertainment
they have to drive like 3 hours to see someone
chew
food.
So if people want to see where I'm going to be or what I'm going to do, like they can tune into my Twitch channel and they can go to all these cool places with me.
What's the highest number of viewers you've ever had at one time?
At one time, four.
Four. Oh, my God.
My Twitch channel is literally 2 weeks old.
We're going to get them... Five today.
At least.
I hope so.
You think we're going to add one?
See, my question was when I was watching him and I noticed it said one viewer, I'm like, does he know it's me?
Yeah.
Like, how does that
I can't,
work?
It doesn't say who it is.
Okay.
It just tells me that I have someone viewing.
Could you feel it was me?
Well, I couldn't feel it was you.
Okay.
But what I do know is if we interact, if I ask you a question, usually people will type in a question or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I interact.
Okay.
And
but
that's
question,
I know
you said you don't talk because when there's no one watching, there's no... conversation.
Exactly. So
she
when
was
I was
watching, so why didn't you say something
so
instead of just eating chicken?
It was a carnitas torta, by the way.
Oh.
And it was pretty damn bomb. So I didn't make it more fun to watch.
We don't know it's bomb.
So I don't know. I didn't know how long the lag time was between when I actually have a viewer and when I see it pop up on my screen.
Open face Ruben, yeah. Man.
I got to give it to Ruben. Mm-hmm. He was chewing with his mouth closed.
He was.
That's true.
He was.
And his hair looked great.
But that is.
I also talk about cool haircuts.
This is the worst Twitch channel. But everyone, please tune in. We're going to make it great. This is going to be the best Twitch channel in the universe. I love chewing.
Starting when?
Let's talk about Nightmare House Guests.
Yeah, I recently was thinking about a high school tutor I had.
High school tutor?
Yeah.
That stayed?
What is it?
That stayed at your house?
No, he would, but he would come
That's
like
odd.
Twice
He'd
a week.
Sleep over. Sleep with that you? Wasn't a tutor,
sleep in
dude.
Your bed?
He would come over twice a week, and he would, this is a much more serious segment than you guys want it to be. He would come over 2 days a week, and he would tutor me in math or science, the things I was poor at. Mm-hmm. And I realized pretty quickly he was like eating everything that we had. So he would start with like a normal snack.
So he's not even a stay overnight guest. He's just to come over to the house for an hour or two.
Just during the day.
Wow.
After school. And he would eat. He'd be like, is it cool if I eat some of these cashews?
But he asked?
Yes, he would ask it first.
Okay.
And first time always. And I go, yes. And then he would sit down and then he would just eat them all and then throw out the cashew box, which is like, well, all right, which is fine. But then he would get up and then help himself to like something to drink, which is fine. Obviously, he's my tutor. He should have something to drink. But he would do it himself, pour it, and then finish off like a cranberry juice. Like he would finish the whole thing off.
Oh my gosh.
Then he would get up and just like make a meal because he's already been in
That's
the fridge.
That's not what?
So
like
he would
making
see...
a steak? He's barbecuing outside?
I wish. No, he would make like a sandwich at that point because he's been in the fridge. He sees we have lunch meats and now he was done asking if
That's
we...
insane.
This is insanity.
Okay, not the worst part. Okay, one time I remember him asking before he left, do you mind if I take these leftovers? Remember, I'm like 15, 16, so I don't have any gusto to say no.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I was like, sure. And he would take a full Tupperware filled with like our leftovers and then bring back the Tupperware his next...
Well, at least he'd bring back
he
the
would.
Tupperware.
And then other times, right before he left, I remember him going, do you mind if I take some Pringles for the road? And I'd say, yeah. Then he would just take the whole Pringles tin.
That's crazy.
And just leave with it. And I asked other people who had him as a tutor, they're like, yeah, he eats every time he's over.
Is it possible that he had no food? And that and just when he came over to your house.
I had a homeless tutor.
When he came over to your house, he needed food. So he took food.
Wow.
It's very possible. But it was... the first example that I thought of when you're thinking about people who come to your house and just overstay their welcome. This guy for months was tutoring me and eating us out of house and home. Just completely
That's insanity.
Ridding us of food. And if he did it at everyone's house, why was he so skinny? He was super thin.
I can't answer that.
Right.
But I do know that I don't think I would even ask. That seems like that's a
yeah,
step
that's
too far.
Overstepping for sure.
Well, he stopped asking after a while.
He just started
putting it together. Yeah.
I hate this.
I want a sandwich.
We were talking yesterday about house guests that are awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw an example of the exact opposite on my Twitter the other day because Mark Thompson, friend of the show,
mm-hmm.
posted a bunch of towels all folded beautifully on a bed. And he said, my sister's the greatest house guest ever. And I'm like, dang, she did the laundry.
Wow.
That's a great house guest. Then the next day, he's like, again, greatest ever. Two tins of zucchini bread.
Whoa.
She's in there baking. So I said, listen, if she likes my neighborhood, maybe right. she stops
yeah.
by here for
does
a few
she
days
run, yeah,
as
does she
well.
Run an Airbnb?
I would love for her to come over to my house and stay as long as she would like.
Wow. That is abnormal. Though.
Yeah,
that's the exception, not the rule.
I'm so bad. I'm also a stupid guy. But I'm so bad. Like I had to get to my 30s to even understand that I have to wash the sheets when I leave. Like if I stay at someone's house.
I don't think you should take it off.
You should take it off the bed.
I don't think it's on you as a guest to do that, though.
I strip the bed.
You should
yes.
strip the bed.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying you go into their laundry room and do it yourself, unless you feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah, I would say if I stay at someone's house, I'll offer to help cook. I'll pay for a meal, whatever we're doing. And then when I leave, I do strip the bed.
How ruined are the sheets? That's my question.
Oh, you know me. Especially if I'm in someone's house that I, you know. It's not mine. Again, not
so. Ooh. Okay, so here's I definitely don't think about those things. I think I'm not as good at being a house guest as I should be.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll leave out food. I should look at it like it's even more sacred than my own house, and I don't do that enough.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
We're
nice.
Going to take your calls in a second at 1-800-520-1067, talking about horrible house guests. Omar
I had
is here.
One. Hey, the return of Omar.
Oh, we know about your one.
Oh, yeah. My brother brought a porn, or not a porn, a prostitute
a
to my house.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, but
that's
you know, awesome, by the way.
Not on your ring video.
That's awesome.
I know. But before that, this was about maybe 12 years ago. And we had a huge party at my house, and a couple of people were overserved. So I was like, you know what? I don't want you guys to go home. Just crash tonight.
Easy,
and,
yeah.
Exactly.
Good.
And then we'll be all good, right?
Very kind of you.
Very kind. Yeah, totally.
And the right thing to do.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I knew I had to do yard work the next morning. So, you know, we wake up kind of late, and 8 o'clock, for me, waking up is late. So, and they're still there. I'm like, okay, cool, you know, and I'm out mowing the lawn and everything, and Kazzy's making breakfast. So we make breakfast for them, right?
Nice.
It's all good. Now I go to do yard work in the back, and it's about lunchtime, and they're still there watching TV.
No.
Yeah,
no.
What? Yeah, they're there just like hanging out, watching
Beat
TV.
It.
And then we're cleaning. We had a party.
Hey, you have a bigger TV? This was too small.
Yeah, you know, we had a party, so we're like cleaning up and everything. And
did they help clean up?
No. And then dinner time rolls around.
What?
What's going on? Get out of here.
Totally. How did you not say something? Even just like a subtle hint.
They're like high school friends. I mean, I've known these people forever, so it was kind of hard for us to say, hey, beat it, kid.
Beat it.
Wow.
You know? Yeah.
That's insane.
So they ended up leaving like
How
around
are they now?
7
are they, p.m. Are they cool
Did
now?
Have
you
trained them?
You know what? I've talked about this on the air now. Now they make it a point to leave on time, so I think around the way
funny.
They heard about
they figured
it.
Wow.
Yeah, they figured it out. Yeah.
Allie's question. Did
but
they
did
eat
they
that dinner?
For dinner?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
You just spent your whole day with them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Sarah, you hold on and we'll take some more calls on horrible house guests coming up next on K-Rock. We are taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Sarah, hold on. Annie, hold on. We'll get to you in just a second. Horrible house guests is the topic. You can call now. We'll take your calls next. About 20 minutes away from your chance to win tickets to see the Lumineers at Staples Center, and also qualify to see them again at Lollapalooza in Brazil.
That's right.
We are talking about horrible guests that stay at your house.
Yeah, house guests that are awful. And we got a tweet a couple minutes ago. Just this past weekend, my girlfriend's cousin came for game night empty-handed, drank our beer and alcohol, then got too drunk and threw up in our sink by the end of the night.
Okay. Nice.
My girlfriend is asleep by this point, so I told him to go sleep on the couch. I hear him in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. cooking himself a meal.
Oh.
Mind you, this is the first time meeting him, and he is at my house.
That's wow.
Yvonne in Fullerton.
That's crazy.
What's wrong with people? You could just tell how differently people were raised.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to someone's party, you ask what you can bring. Mm-hmm. You also ask, oh, can I help you clear the dishes? Can I do that? That's just what you do, especially if you're a house guest.
Paul from Garden Grove would disagree with you.
Yeah, guys are idiots.
Oh, no.
I'm a moron.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm a moron about this stuff.
Agreed. All right, let's go to Sarah in Granada Hills. Thanks for holding on, Sarah. We appreciate it.
What's up? What to do?
Mm-hmm.
So, bad house guests.
Yes, I had a friend that was like, hey, can I come over? I'm coming up from San Diego. I want to crash with you for a week. And we're like, sure, no problem. He didn't leave for 6 months.
What? What?
He didn't pay rent. He drank all of our lemonade and be like, hey, you're out of lemonade. You need to pick up more.
Sarah, but I hate to bring this to your attention. That is on you.
That's
six
on
months?
No, I understand. But we found out that he ended up losing his place to live and didn't tell us. That's why he was coming up to L.A. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, oh, okay, well, I guess this is what it is right now.
Did you at least drop subtle hints since you didn't know that?
Oh,
did
yes.
You? Nothing subtle
and he,
just,
and he went out of his way not to pick up those hints, I'm assuming.
Correct. He's right. Like, oh, no, I'm totally fine. I'm gonna be gone in the next couple of days. And then 6 months later, we're like, okay, you've got to go. You can't, you can't be here anymore.
And
like,
wouldn't
I
even
need
help
back.
You guys out, like, let alone buying stuff. He wouldn't even help out, like, cleaning and doing stuff like
no,
that.
No, 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 no.
Oh, Sarah, I don't like it.
After working a 12-hour day with a sink full of dishes and dirty clothes everywhere, it was awful.
Wow.
Beat it.
How have I not dated this guy? He sounds perfect. Right?
Perfect for the resume.
Thank you, Sarah. Let's go to Annalise in Wilmington. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi there.
So I had this really, my mom hired my two distant uncles to redo the whole floor for us. They stayed for a week, and they decided to party all night till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, drinking beer, playing all their loud power tools, playing loud music. When they were supposed to be working, they would sleep during the day. But
were they homeless?
Well, we had no, they were just their uncles. And they would just party all night long while we were sleeping. We had to work the next day.
Unbelievable.
But all week, instead of working, they were partying at our house. and so eating all of our food, drinking all of our beer.
Never did the floors.
Well, and then they finished the floor like 4 or 5 months later.
4 or 5 months?
What is going on?
Wow.
But they didn't stay with you for that 4 or 5 months.
No. But they would come pretty much like two weeks here, a week there, just partying the whole time.
This good is times.
A nightmare.
Good times.
Yeah. These people better not be your uncles anymore.
You can't. Well, yeah, can you change that?
They can change it. Yeah, just get rid of them.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the call, Annalise. We appreciate it. Let's go to Vicky in Long Beach. Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Okay. So I had a nephew that asked to stay the weekend because he needed a place to crash. He ended up coming with his girlfriend and one kid.
I'm sorry?
He ended up staying.
Wait, did he say that he had a girlfriend and a kid and he was bringing them?
We knew he had a girlfriend.
Okay.
Not a
kid. We didn't know the kids were coming because they were supposed to be staying with their grandparents. And then they ended up staying a couple weeks.
Are you running right now?
Are you on a treadmill?
Are you running, Vicky?
No, I'm walking up to work.
Okay. Okay, good.
You're very out of breath. Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
Go on. We don't mean to ruin that.
Because I'm late.
Yeah, so sorry.
Anyways, so they ended up staying. They brought her other two kids with them. They weren't supposed, we would go to work and we told them, if you leave, you have to lock up the house. Well, we ended up finding out they were leaving a window open. So they would come and go.
Oh,
and
my God.
Put the kid in the window and then they would go in and unlock the house. Well, anyways, we caught him and he threatened to actually beat up my husband, who was like, if you weren't family, I'd fight you. My husband's like, go ahead. So they ended up leaving. We found out the next day he was doing illegal drugs in our bathroom.
What?
And I have three children.
This is like a squatter. He was like a squatter in your house.
Yeah, kind of.
Not kind of.
But yeah, he definitely was. You guys don't talk to him anymore, right?
No. Well, no.
Yeah, by the way, that's a yes.
That's a yes. You guys hang out all the time.
Are you guys seeing a pattern that it's all female callers?
Yeah. About?
About males?
Males.
Are you kidding?
Makes sense to me.
Have you guys ever seen anyone that's sort of as uncomfortable as Billie Eilish was winning Grammys?
She was fine with the first one.
Yeah.
And then I think as the night went on, it was like,
she started feeling bad.
Stop doing this. Yeah. I think she wanted someone else to win eventually.
It's about 10 minutes till 9 every day. At 10 minutes till the top of the hour, we do What's Happening with Allie.
Guys, speaking of the Grammys, they hit an all-time low with a 5.4 rating among adults 18 to 49. That probably means nothing to most of you.
I don't care.
You're just wondering, what about how many viewers, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
18.7 million total viewers. That is an insane amount of viewers.
That's huge.
It is down 6% from last year, but there was also a lot dominating the headlines on Sunday. So understandable that they were down a bit. However, it didn't stop some winners and non-winners from tweeting really funny things. Like Lewis Capaldi, who had one of the biggest songs of the year with his hit Someone You Loved, was in attendance, and then he was mistaken for one of the seat fillers.
That's
you know,
funny.
You get up to use the bathroom, they put someone in the seat so it doesn't look like there are empty seats during the award ceremony. He tweeted out, a lady at the Grammys has just come up and offered to take my seat because she thought I was one of the people who sits in the chairs to fill them when someone gets up to use the bathroom. Hashtag Grammys. He is a joy.
He doesn't look like he fits.
No.
In that crowd.
He does to me. You guys are sorely
mistaken.
I'm not saying
he doesn't look like a pop star at all.
No.
Sure he does.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't at all. You might love him, might love his music, but he doesn't look like he's...
He looks like he hasn't seen the sun. I mean, ever.
Ever.
He's from Scotland. Yeah. He has not.
Okay.
It's very possible he has never seen the sun. It's not his fault.
He does not look like a pop star.
He looks like the guy who is Will Turner's dad in Pirates of the Caribbean, Bootstrap Bill.
Yeah, great reference.
Yeah,
come on!
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on!
Destiny's over there killing herself laughing.
Destiny likes it.
No, she doesn't get it.
Yes.
She just knows it was stupid, and
she
that's
gets
why
it.
She's laughing.
You know who Bootstrap Bill is.
Big pirate's head over
there. She's dying.
You get
it? She's on the floor. Look at
that. She says yes.
She can't catch her breath.
Look, Destiny equals our audience. That means everybody got it.
Wow. Wow, all right.
It's just not realistic.
It's not realistic.
I like the way you think, though.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oof. Okay. Also very funny, a guy tweeted 9 years ago to Tyler, the Creator, who had said, I just want to win a Grammy. That's my goal. He tweeted, don't be too excited. You won't get one. Well, Tyler...
Why would someone say that anyway?
I mean, a troll.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, it happens all day.
So Tyler, the creator, retweeted it, quote tweets, and puts, "I favorited this 9 years ago. Just for the moment to tell you I got one. Yes, I'm petty as F. Good day, Mark."
I love Tyler.
That just brought me a little bit of joy, you guys.
I'm slowly creeping up to 1,000 muted accounts on Twitter.
Really?
I'm so excited for the day it hits 1,000. And by the way, I don't just do it to get the number up. I make sure I make them count.
What will happen when it's 1,000?
I don't know. I'm going to have some sort of celebration.
I'm going to tell you.
Party.
I'm going to tell you nothing.
Oh, no. I'm going to have nothing's a celebration. Gonna
okay.
Here's
my question. Mm-hmm. Because I get that when you mute them, they can still be yelling into the
which
void.
Which is so funny to me.
Which is amusing. But to me, people that are that annoying then will go to comments that people leave you and try and get in on that action.
It doesn't happen that much to me. I see what you're saying, because then it would then get tangled and you would just see the other person's response. That doesn't happen that much.
Oh, see, that block button. They did so beautiful.
I love when they just yell in the. It's so fun to me to imagine them like ah, and then I never see it.
What's their tweet?
Ah,
yeah,
and I never see it. It's beautiful. When I hit 1,000, maybe I'll have a celebration here on this show.
Oh, can't wait
for
that.
That's a strange celebration.
Pay for fireworks from the blood of my haters.
Wait, what?
Got real dark.
What just happened?
Guys, off the air, I said that Boston Calling has the best lineup of any festival.
They almost always do.
Yeah, the past like 5 years have been bonkers lineups. So I've been waiting for this year's Boston Calling because it's always over that long weekend in May.
Mm-hmm. Which
it's
one?
It's got a name.
Yeah. Which one is that?
Labor Day?
It's not
is
Labor
it Labor?
Day. End of May.
Columbus Day?
Nope.
Patriots Day?
Nope.
Tree Day?
Nope.
It's hey, definitely not time true. To put your mittens away day.
That's it.
Okay,
you
cool.
You got it, yeah.
What's the holiday?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you say it earlier?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Before we were on air or on air?
Off air.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly,
yeah, and then she forgot it on air.
Mugs. My noggin. Something's not right.
Oh, it's fun for me to be on this side of it.
Yeah, you like that?
Where I know it and you don't. That's so weird.
Guys, we have the full lineup now for Boston Calling. I just want to go through this. Friday. This is May 22nd through 24th, right before Memorial Day, which will be that Monday the 25th. Friday, the Foo Fighters will be headlining.
Okay.
Right? Not bad. Then you've got the second line. You've got people like Jason Isbell, Brittany Howard. Okay. Not bad, right? Friday. How could they top that? Oh, Saturday, they've got Rage Against the Machine.
Oh.
Run the Jewels.
Mm-hmm.
Orville Peck. You know my feelings about Orville Peck. Then
great,
Sunday.
Great first name. Go ahead.
Sunday, you give up, right? Sunday, everyone's
you've already had
it home.
A great
yeah,
deal.
Tired.
But then they're like, oh, you know what? Memorial Day is the next day, May 25th. So let's make Sunday a party as well. Who should we have? How about the Red Hot Chili Peppers? How about the 1975? How about Liam Gallagher? How about Angels and Airwaves? What is all happening? Right. Boston Calling. You guys,
that sounds great.
This does
great
seem stacked, lineup. Yeah.
It's stacked. It always is. But this, and Dinosaur Jr.
Sure.
I mean, come on. Phoebe Bridgers. Everything. It's everything's coming up. Boston Calling. Is all I'm saying. Who wants to go?
I mean, in theory, I do. I haven't checked the calendar or anything yet, but yeah,
all
that
I'm
sounds
saying
great.
Is
Foo Fighters alone would get me there.
That well, and Rage.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Agreed.
It's your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And Rage is doing Coachella. They're doing this. They're now on lineups for a couple other festivals. I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to put it out there. Rage for Weenie.
Wow.
Who's with me?
Oh, I mean, that would be
to.
Huge.
It would be awesome.
They'd have to.
Yeah.
And
but,
this just in. Yeah. Oh, it's from Lumma Ding Dong. Red Hot Chili Peppers us a makeover, right?
A do makeover?
Good, mm-hmm. A do good over. What is it called?
Neither of those things work.
Make good.
A make good.
Uh-huh.
Thank
or
you,
a do over. Yeah.
Or a do over.
Yeah.
They kind of, right?
Because Anthony Kiedis had a stomach issue.
Yeah, he had to go to the hospital right before they went on.
Right.
And then that band, the Foo Fighters, we're buds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's just do West Coast Boston Calling.
I mean, it'd be fine.
I want you to pull your weenies out.
And
take
Durst.
Take it from that guy.
And Durst. He'd be a good addition as well.
I mean, I have no problem doing all that.
Hmm.
Who's with me?
I'm with you.
Be great.
Pretty
who
good.
Do I call?
They're all, I assume, pretty busy this summer.
Doing festivals.
Sure.
I'm just saying, these are great bands.
Rachel.
Agreed.
Very K-Rock.
Agreed.
I mean, my God, we listened to the Chili Peppers 9-10 times during the show. The least you could do is do it live. Who's with me?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we're all for it.
Are
you? Yes, I just don't think we can do anything about it. Last year, I asked for Smash Mouth, and they laughed at me.
Honestly, I'd take Smash Mouth.
Me too. I would. Oh, I'm going to push for it again this year.
For one song, though.
No, they have that other.
No, they have Walking on the Sun as well.
They have another, another Shrek song.
So alternate those.
Or they alternate them.
Yeah. Yeah, they were big in Shrek, man.
I love them. Mm-hmm. It makes you happy. That music makes you happy.
I'm saying you do it and there's a mosh pit. People will freak.
There's not a mosh pit.
I 100% guarantee you.
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. I hate the sharpest tool in the shed.
That's sad. That's just a cover.
Yeah, but
Smash
still,
Mouth.
Imagine
but, yeah.
It's the real one.
I'd like
one.
To see those guys.
I do not want to see a barbershop quartet.
At Weenie Roast.
At Weenie Roast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me.
Anyway.
You know who I would love to have? Remember the shrimp song? What if they opened Weenie?
How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich.
Beach
Wait
off.
For it.
I mean, come on.
Yes! This is the lineup. Miles, if you're listening,
we just
give
booked
me
a great
call.
Show.
I just booked a Weenie Roast.
Is that a slide whistle?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's actually Andy Dick. Andy Dick.
And
is
then,
the slide
and then,
whistle.
When everyone thinks it's too much,
yeah.
And you need a Sunday headliner.
Yeah. I mean,
sure.
Yes. Oh. I mean, we can't make this any easier for the bosses.
So easy.
Good I mean, time. Just saying what we would love, though, isn't exactly the same
it's
as booking.
Pretty much the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
we did
much.
It.
So congrats. When do tickets go on sale?
Probably a couple weeks from now.
Okay.
2 or 3 weeks.
None of that's
Sweet.
True.
Stay
it's
tuned.
January, you guys.
Some birthdays for you. Elijah Wood, Ariel Winter, J. Cole, Rick Ross, Sheamus the Wrestler, Nick Carter, Joey Fatone, and Sarah McLachlan. And that's...
When is that band going to tour again? That's what I'm asking. Right?
Well,
it seems it's been a long time since they've toured.
No, telling you all morning
so
about
good.
All
pieces
the festivals
are coming together.
Doing.
What?
Pieces are coming together for that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Time for what's happening. Here's Allie.
Guys, we talked about this earlier, and I have been told via the twitter.com some very interesting stuff.
Okay.
First of all, the Strokes come to the Forum March 14th. Awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Can't wait for that. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Then I talked about another show that we were like, yeah, that would be kind of awesome. Well, Jensen and I thought that. Mm-hmm. You thought we were full of crap. Not at all. This show is Sammy Hagar and his band, The Circle.
Yes.
Has announced a joint tour with Whitesnake.
Yes.
And Night Ranger.
Me like it.
No interest.
Come on.
No interest. I don't care about
it. Do you know what fun is? Jesus.
Right?
My God.
Right?
Let your hair down, man. It's time to rock out.
I had no idea about this because you had said, do you think Sammy Hagar is going
to
do, you know, Van Halen songs?
I think
and
he
I said,
has
of
to.
Course
yeah.
he will. Well, thank you, retired Tim Finn, which, by the way, I hope he has a butthole and can eat fiber. Every man named Tim,
please.
I now think, is my cousin. He said, and I quote, Sammy Hagar and the Circle sing Van Halen songs because Michael Anthony is his guitarist.
Which makes sense.
And Led Zeppelin songs because Jason Bonham is his drummer.
What?
Does that change anything
it
for
does,
you?
Actually.
What say you, Kevin?
It does, actually. That changes a lot.
Does it matter now that I told you it's on a Tuesday, September 8th in Irvine?
Where is it?
In Irvine.
At what?
The location down there, Five Point.
That's
five
a lot.
Points.
We work the
five
next. Point. We work the next day.
Yeah,
5 Point.
It's just 5 Point. Yeah, they shortened it. They just call it 5 Point.
What kind of a venue is it though?
It's open air. Thank you for asking.
Open air. That seems like not the name they usually call it.
It's an amphitheater.
That was rough.
Yeah,
I mean, really,
it was pretty
no,
close.
Kevin said it was close.
Stumbled pretty close.
Okay.
As someone who screws up a lot, I'm going to give that to you.
It is September 8th, Irvine, California, 5 Point Amphitheater.
Twice.
Yeah,
that was good. That was
I'm
good.
Back, baby.
Yeah,
I never left. That just looks so fun to me, by the way. Tickets go on sale to the general public beginning this Friday, January 31st at 10 a.m. LiveNation.com. Kevin admitted earlier, we have it on tape, that he is going to take one for the team.
Is he?
Coming April 13th on ABC, it's The Bachelor. Listen to your heart. Kevin's going to watch it for us.
That was a dumb idea.
He's going to report back.
I mean, I don't have to continue watching it, right? Just
one,
once?
One. Okay. And then if you're still in.
And if you're stuck, yeah, if you're into
it. Yeah, if you're in, I feel like that's now your weekly thing. Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart, is going to have 20 single men and women singing songs and living together as they go on bachelor-style music-focused dates.
This sounds awful.
Everything about it is awful.
And that's why I sort of want to watch it.
Yeah. But Chris Harrison, of course, he's going to be the host. Mm-hmm. He said, we got a new mansion, new drama, but it's still always about love. I mean, that sounds beautiful, right?
Sure.
Kevin, can you be there for the right reason and watch it the first night, April 13th on ABC?
Do you accept this rose?
I'm watching it because it's going to be terrible.
Instead of a rose, it's just a different wind instrument.
Oh, do you accept this trumpet?
Yes. Yeah. Is that
do you
a wind?
Accept this flute?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I could be
do you accept this recorder?
Do you accept this tuba?
It's a big one. Do you accept this cello?
And I feel like tuba would have to be final, too. Right? Because if you get the tuba the first night and you have to walk out to the car, right? That's just such a bummer.
Do you accept my 35-piece drum set? Have it drove in?
I feel like this is going to be bad, you guys.
Yeah. It's going to be a terrible show.
Yeah.
We're making fun of it.
Yes.
It'll be huge. I mean, it's like Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah. It'll be huge. Massive. Absolutely. But if people, I assume they're getting people that can sing, that have a musical background, that type of thing. But they've got to have some people in there that can.
Oh, the
right?
William Hungs.
Oh,
yes.
I would assume
a ton of William Hungs.
I would assume they have to have those too. Yeah.
And I forget, are they making original music, or they're just covering songs?
I feel like they have to do original.
Yeah, I really
get together and sing a duet.
I think it gets expensive to license
cover,
music.
Yeah. They'll be releasing the music every week, I'm sure.
It's going to be
synergy.
Great.
Honestly, Kevin, I'm almost jealous.
Right?
I'm screaming.
I'll give it to you if you'd like to be our
correspondent.
No, you're the correspondent.
I feel like it's you.
There's nothing you can do. It's on.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can't change a channel.
Guys, Valentine's Day isn't far off.
No.
Krispy Kreme has brought back its Valentine's Day Conversation Heart Donuts for the occasion.
Okay.
They're in stores as of now and will be available at participating locations through Friday, February 14th. Do you do a big deal for Valentine's Day, Jensen?
No.
Okay. All right.
No. We just sort of...
Do you think Danielle was in her car just yelling, no, he
just
doesn't.
Crashes into a side building if I said yes. This is no sponsorship, but every year we have went to California Pizza Kitchen and got
the heart pizza.
The very sweet heart pizza.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
And she loves it there. It's the easiest.
You go to California Pizza Kitchen about once a week.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, and then when she was pregnant, what was it?
3 or 4 times a week.
Amazing.
Yeah, the people there started to look at us weird.
Yeah.
They're like, how can you? It's our restaurant. How can you come that often?
They're like, you are here more than us. We work 2 days a week.
Wow. I stand by it. Still the best key lime pie.
Great. Great. And butter cake. Do you know they're both?
I do, but I'm a key lime pie. Right. I don't even like key lime pie. I would order it nowhere, but I got it once at California Pizza Kitchen. That graham cracker crust. There's something it's otherworldly. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I get the kids brownie with ice cream.
You would.
Of course you do. For dinner, though, what do you get for dessert?
Kevin.
I love it. Oh, man. CBK.
Great place,
right?
Man.
Yeah.
You're my house. Go all the time.
Locked
I'm surprised
out.
I haven't run into Jensen.
I know, it is true.
We're both in like separate wings.
We're working.
I love it.
Cleaning dishes.
Oh.
We did. This is actually funny. The other day I got pickup from there, and I corporate, because we talk about it so much on Instagram, has sent us, corporate CBK has sent us tons of gift cards.
Nice.
And we're out of them now, if they want to send more. And I paid with one, and the woman looked at me, and she was like, where'd you get this?
Oh, like it was so snazzy.
Yeah, and I was
cool.
Like, she goes, who sends these out? And I said, it was from corporate. I think they know how big a CBK fans we are. And she goes, you must be the world's biggest fan. And I was like,
That was not meant as a compliment,
it's
by
possible.
The way. It was not meant as a compliment.
It's possible.
Wow, she was thinking, this guy's crazy.
Did she then say, also, you can't tip on these?
Yeah.
That's really what she was getting at.
Yeah.
That's really what she was getting at.
Yeah, probably.
Sir, this is just for the price of the food. Doesn't include the tip.
Yeah, well, you know.
Do you
talk
tip?
To corporate.
Do you tip when you take out?
Yes.
You do, okay. Yeah. Same amount, 50%?
50%?
50. 50. Oh, 15%. No.
Kevin.
15%.
I usually go 20. I usually double
really?
The tax. Yeah.
Even if you go get the food and take it home?
In a place that I'm always at, yes.
Huh. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of you and math, can we find the the moment with Kevin when I asked you about how much people spend.
How much on snacks.
On snacks.
I don't think we can find it in time.
I think we can find it. I'll do another story. It's how much do people spend a year on snacks is what it was.
In a lifetime, I thought you said.
Well, no, that's what I was hoping. You said in a lifetime.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was hoping that it was different. You can even...
Okay, my answer is ridiculous even for a lifetime.
Yeah. Muggs has it up if you want to give it to Muggs.
Don't. I thought Destiny was going to pull it, but I was just going to tell you. Hold on, I can pull it up.
Okay. Thanks, Muggs.
Thanks for waving at us and getting our attention.
Waving his arms everywhere.
Very nice.
Here we go. You guys ready?
Here we go. Thanks, Muggs.
Here it is.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
How much do you think the average American spends on snacks in a lifetime?
Very good question.
In a lifetime?
Yeah.
Very good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... 4 million.
In a what?
The average American spends $4 million of snacks in their lifetime.
In their whole life. Wait, their whole life.
$4 million?
Is that
high? No, people don't make $1 million in a lifetime.
I know it's a life.
Oh. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't. Are you serious?
Did I say million? I meant thousand.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I love the incredulous Kevin going, in a lifetime.
Like, I was still defending it. Like, in a lifetime? Of course it could be that.
It was great.
Yeah, that was great.
You immediately hear my, wait, you know what? Like,
what?
I thought I heard the question wrong.
Oh.
Great.
Like all Americans in all of their lifetimes.
Added together and multiplied by two.
Snacks for an entire generation.
Just trying to find anything that would make that answer make sense.
Oh, yeah. The joy that brought us.
Yeah.
Good stuff,
Muggs,
you guys.
Oh, Muggs wants in again.
Does he?
Again?
Let's hear it again.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
How much do you think the average American spends on snacks in a lifetime?
Very good question.
In a lifetime?
Yeah.
Very good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... $4 million.
In a what?
The average American spends $4 million of snacks in their lifetime?
In their whole life. Wait, their whole life.
$4 million?
Is that
no, high? People don't make $1 million in a lifetime.
I know, it's a life.
Oh my God, I can't. Are you serious?
Did I say million? I meant thousand.
Great.
That was A Moment
Not only.
With Kevin.
Kevin, God damn it.
Not only was I serious, but I stuck with it for a lot, most of that.
You're like, in a lifetime.
Yeah,
it's great.
I was arguing my point.
What aren't you guys getting about
Listening
this?
Listening back to it, that guy's pretty dumb.
He's smart. He knows good radio when he does it.
He is a gift. Thank God for him. All right, guys, some birthdays for you. Elijah Wood, Ariel Winter, J. Cole, Rick Ross, Sheamus. That's the wrestler, not Seamus Gibbons that I went to elementary school with.
You thought everybody was going to confuse it with
people are like,
somebody you went to elementary
school with? Is that Seamus Gibbons that you went to elementary school with? It's
sure.
not.
It's the wrestler.
Thanks for clarifying.
He was not nice to me growing
Seamus
up.
Seamus Gibbons?
Seamus, yeah. And then I ran into him later, and he was very kind. I think that maybe in elementary school he was just kind of mean to everyone, especially me. Because I had a lot of freckles.
Let's work this out on the air.
Nick Carter, Joey Fatone, and Sarah McLachlan. Dead dogs. And that's what's happening.
What's happening? Thanks, Allie. A 5 p.m. commercial for tomorrow morning. An all-new show. Get up on this. Apps you can't delete from your phone. I have some that are ridiculous.
Can't wait to
And
hear.
I've transferred them from phone to phone.
You've made the decision to keep them.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Huh.
Who's the Dick and your tickets to see the Lumineers at Staples Center and qualify to see them at Lollapalooza.